Hi friends, this is Ravikant, Ravikant Miriala. Let us have a quick revision of Accounting Standard 16 Borrowing Cost. You can download other MP3 files of other accounting standards from my website, that is www.ravikantmiriala.com. Please share these files to your friends if you feel these are all helpful. Let's come to the Standard 16. It talks about the borrowing cost, basically whether the borrowing cost should be capitalized, or should be charged to P&L. That is the discussion. The capitalization means it will be added to the asset. Charged to P&L means you will be debiting to the profit and loss statement. And this borrowing cost must be incurred. If it is incurred, then only the standard will be talking about. If it is a deemed cost or it is a imputed cost or opportunity cost or notional cost are not considered by this standard. And what is borrowing cost? Borrowing cost includes your interest cost and any commitment fees. All other costs which are directly attributable, which are incidental to the borrowing. If you have not borrowed, you would have not incurred. Those costs are going to be taken. Like say, a brokerage or a processing fees, debenture issue expenditure, and these things. At the same time, a discount on issue of debenture, premium on redemption of debentures also supposed to be taken into account. Next, the finance charges in the finance lease. That is, in case of hire purchase, interest element in the hire purchase installment is also borrowing cost, which is governed by my standard accounting standard 16. And the fifth point, which is crucial and which was asked already some two times, exchange difference arising from the foreign currency borrowing, to the extent it is regarded as an adjustment to borrowing cost. Exchange, foreign exchange difference, some part of the foreign exchange difference is going to be considered, taken as a borrowing cost. Remember that point. These borrowing costs are going to be capitalized if these are all directly related to acquisition, construction or production of a qualifying asset. Then it will be capitalized. If it is not for a qualifying asset, then it should be charged to profit and loss statement. What is a qualifying asset? An asset which necessarily takes substantial period of time to make it ready for its intended use or sale. What is substantial period of time? Which is more than 12 months in general, but it can be less than 12 months if it is justified. Normally 9 to 12 months people do consider it as substantial period of time and will treat the asset as a qualifying asset. The examples I can say, construction of a bridge, national highway, metros, construction of a building, plant and machinery. But remember, purchasing a car, purchasing a machine, purchasing some equipment cannot be a qualifying asset. Developing a software is a qualifying asset. Purchasing a software cannot be a qualifying asset because purchase does not take 12 months time. Correct? Now, obviously, that is the reason. Next, let us look at the period of capitalization. Period of capitalization means when to start capitalization, when to suspend the capitalization, when to cessate. Cessate means stop the capitalization. You can start the capitalization when the following three conditions are satisfied. Borrowing cost are being incurred. That means you must be started paying the borrowing cost or incurring basically. Next, cost on the qualifying asset are also being incurred. You must be spending on the qualifying asset. Then activities must be in progress. These activities can be physical activity, administration activity, and even the technical activities also may be going background. That is something must be going on in the background. Then that is sufficient. If it is right till it satisfies all the three conditions, if you have incurred any borrowing cost, that will be charged to P&L. After this satisfaction of the three condition only, then borrowing cost will be capitalized, my dear. Suspension. When do you suspend the capitalization of borrowing cost? We will be suspending when the activities are not in progress. Maybe because of the lockdown, because of any legal case, because of natural calamity, because of labor issues, and etc. Which is not necessary for the qualifying asset basically. Yeah, next, it can be, I mean, under the following two circumstances, I can say you can still continue the capitalization, do not suspend the capitalization, right? Point number one, if there is a temporary delay which is necessary for the qualifying asset, like curing, this, that means watering is happening, then during that period, if you have spent any borrowing cost, yes, that should be continued to capitalize, don't suspend it, right? Second point, even though physical activity is not going on, but background may some significant technical or administration activity is going on, then also borrowing cost should not be suspended. You should continue capitalize it. Yeah, if it is suspended due to lockdown or other such reasons, the borrowing cost incurred during that suspension period should be charged to P&L. Yeah, when do you cessate it? Cessate means stopping the borrowing cost. We stop borrowing cost means from that day onwards, any borrowing cost incurred should be charged to P&L straight away, right? So in that case, when do you stop it? When substantially the activities, when the asset, qualifying asset can be used for the intended purpose. Yeah, can you use it from today onwards? Yes. Then from today onwards, whatever the borrowing cost is incurred, that should be charged to P&L, right? Next, amount of capitalization. How much amount are we supposed to capitalize? It is basically depending upon the type of borrowing. Actually, the type of borrowing, I mean to say type of borrowing, like it can be a specific borrowing or it can be a general borrowing. If it is a specific borrowing, means amount is borrowed specifically for the purpose of qualifying asset, then the actual amount, whatever you have incurred, minus if there is any interest income from that idle fund, yeah, which you have made as a fixed deposit, that should be reduced and the remaining amount only should be capitalized, right? And with respect to general borrowing, you don't know from which borrowing you have taken, you don't know exactly the specific rate. That is the reason you are supposed to calculate weighted average borrowing rate, that is called capitalization rate. You have to capitalize the borrowing cost using the weighted average borrowing rate. But how do you calculate this rate? That is interest incurred divided by adjusted loan amount into 100. I can keep it. What is adjusted loans are? The loan amount into number of months outstanding or number of days outstanding divided by 12. Then you will get adjusted loan. Then interest divided by adjusted loan into 100. Then you apply, you will get the percentage. That percentage should be applied on the, right, on the qualifying asset. I mean, generally what do you do? Qualifying asset total amount you spend 2000. Out of which, I mean, specific borrowing you used 800. Yeah, then 800 you should use the specific rate, and remaining amount 1200, that 1200 you have to apply the weighted average borrowing rate. Okay, these are all the important points, my dear friend. Yes, you can download the other videos from my website and you can watch, and if you like it, please share it with your friends. Let this be useful as many people as possible. Thank you and all the very best.